So when you're doing a physical thing, you do want to be descriptive. But it's always nice to know, too, what actually happened. Do you remember when you got whiplash?
About 10 years ago. I was hit by a drunk driver. He decided to turn left when there was no chance, and he hit me.
Okay, and do you remember what was going on in your life right then?
Nothing unusual. We had just moved to Arizona, which we do all the time we move. And I was getting settled in, and kids were in school.
And whack.
All of a sudden he hit me,
okay.
And he ran away.
Okay. He never got caught?
He got caught because somebody followed him and caught him.
Oh, that was nice.
It was nice.
Okay. All right. So are you ready? Let's see what we get. Okay. Even though. I thought I was safe.
I thought I was safe.
I should have been safe. We move all the time. I was settling in. The kids were at school. It was a perfectly nice day. To feel safe. How can I be safe?
With drunk drivers.
Doing crazy things. This person. Slammed my car. And didn't even care about me. Didn't care about me at all. Would have just left. He did leave. This really happened to me. I thought I was safe.
Settling in.
New home.
New city.
Everything was going.
The way it usually goes.
And then this happens. I can't believe. I still can't believe. Ten years later. It can still hurt me. I wish I would have been drunk. I'm sure his neck doesn't hurt. All this pain. This 10-year-old pain. It's true. This happens to me all the time. It gets tight.
It hurts.
Just a vicious circle. And I want to forgive.
My family.
My friends.
All the doctors.
All the medications.
That can't cure me.
They don't understand.
How annoying.
How frustrating.
How really old it gets.
To have a pain in the neck.
All the time.
A 10-year old pain in the neck. I'm really getting tired of it. Even though. I don't even believe. That there's help for it. I think I gave up. I would like to be open to the possibility. Of seeing this differently. Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't it be amazing? If my neck. If all the vertebrae in my neck.
All the muscles in my neck.
Could let go. Of all memory of trauma. All memory of insult. The drunk didn't get hurt. He just goes on with his life. What right did he have? To affect my family like this.
And it does.
Old annoying pain. Takes a toll on me. And it does affect. Everyone in my life. And I'm tired of it. And I truly, deeply desire to relax.
To love and support myself.
Even with this injury.
This weird whiplash thing.
It happened in just a moment. I can't believe nobody can fix it. It wasn't that bad a wreck. And whiplash.
It just doesn't sound.
Like it should be a life sentence. This decade of pain. This pain in my neck. This drunk driver. Pain in my neck. This Arizona. Moving again.
Pain in my neck.
I want to be open.
To the possibility.
Of allowing.
Of allowing.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
I need to allow.
I need to allow.
For this to heal.
For this to heal.
For these muscles to heal.
For these muscles to heal.
For these nerves to heal.
For these nerves to heal.
This chronic habit.
This chronic habit.
Of holding stress.
Of holding stress.
And pain.
And pain.
In my neck.
In my neck.
I take care of everyone.
I take care of everyone.
And there's no way.
And there's no way.
For anyone.
For anyone.
To take care of this pain.
To take care of this pain.
And it's kind of sad.
It's kind of sad.
Because it does wear me down.
It does wear me down.
It does wear me out.
It does wear me out.
And I don't like that.
And I don't like that.
All this pain.
All this pain.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
Stuck in my neck.
Stuck in my neck.
I want to love and accept myself.
I want to love and accept myself.
Anyway.
Anyway.
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best I can.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It was surprising.
It was surprising.
How much it's cost me.
How much it's cost me.
It is over now.
It is over now.
It can't be over.
It can't be over.
If it went away magically.
If it went away magically.
With some silly tapping.
With some silly tapping.
How could I make peace?
How could I make peace?
With the past 10 years.
With the past 10 years.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If none of that mattered.
If none of that mattered.
If I could find a way.
If I could find a way.
To allow.
To allow.
Whatever it is I need to allow.
Whatever it is I need to allow.
To support these muscles.
To support these muscles.
These vertebrae.
These vertebrae.
These nerves.
These nerves.
All this tissue.
All this tissue.
To allow healing.
To allow healing.
Whatever I need to allow.
Whatever I need to allow.
That will provide for my body.
That will provide for my body.
The support.
The support.
Ease.
Ease.
Comfort.
Comfort.
And relaxation.
And relaxation.
Oh, that's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is.
I don't know how to relax.
I don't know how to relax.
That's not on my agenda.
That's not on my agenda.
I make sure everybody else relaxes.
I make sure everybody else relaxes.
I don't practice relaxation.
I don't practice relaxation.
Never occurred to me.
Never occurred to me.
Wouldn't it be something?
Wouldn't it be something?
If this neck injury.
If this neck injury.
Is just communicating to me.
Is just communicating to me.
My body's need.
My body's need.
To create
a relaxation.
A relaxation. Protocol.
Protocol.
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do that.
I just want to feel better.
I just want to feel better.
So I can keep working.
So I can keep working.
Taking care of everyone else.
Taking care of everybody else.
I don't know how.
I don't know how.
To slow down.
To slow down.
And relax.
And relax.
For no reason at all.
For no reason at all.
And I'm not sure I want to.
And I'm not sure I want to.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If this neck could be in partnership with me.
Could be in partnership with me.
And feel better.
And feel better.
I'm doing the best I can.
I'm doing the best I can.
I always have.
I always have.
Okay, big deep breath. Any thoughts coming up?
Just memory of the accident.
The accident?
Yeah, okay. But it's just like slideshow, nothing that hanging on.
Okay, good. So, do you relax?
I'm feeling a lot better.
Do you relax daily?
I try. I meditate.
You meditate?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you ever talk to your pain?
No. Maybe I should.
Yeah, I would talk. I would start talking nicely.
Okay.
I would do things along. Okay, you guys ready? Okay. Even though.
Even though.
I haven't really liked this pain.
I haven't really liked this pain.
I've resented this pain.
I've resented this pain.
I find it annoying.
I find it annoying.
Distracting.
Distracting.
Frustrating.
Frustrating.
Unfair.
Unfair.
And I don't like it.
And I don't like it.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If this pain.
If this pain.
This injury.
This injury.
This whatever.
This whatever.
Could know.
Could know.
Could receive.
Could receive.
That when I'm meditating.
That when I'm meditating.
I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Creating the time and space.
I'm creating the time and space.
To support this physical body.
To support this physical body.
Okay, so when you first started meditating, it wasn't for your body, was it? Okay. Even though.
Even though.
That wasn't my priority.
That wasn't my priority.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Wouldn't it be nice?
If I could include this body.
If I could include this body.
This physical body.
This physical body.
If meditation. Could nourish.
Could create access.
To whatever this body needs. To relax. All this tension and tightness. I'd like to blame it all. On whiplash. But the truth is. There are people. In my life. That contribute. To stress. Whatever I'm storing in my body. I'm asking now. I'm intending now. That when I meditate. Every muscle in this body. Receive. Whatever it can receive. That my body. Can create a new habit. Of relaxation. As I quiet my mind. Wouldn't it be lovely? I'm such a good multitasker. I'd like my meditations. To quiet my mind. And soothe my body. Especially my neck. Especially my shoulders. And I deeply and completely want to forgive myself. For judging this injury. This pain. So harshly. I am seeking. I am intending. To see this body. To be with this body. With kindness. And compassion. And I deeply. And completely. Thank this physical body. For all the many ways. It makes life easier. For others. Okay. Big deep breath. Relaxing, isn't it? Man, I'm like noodly now.
I know, me too. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. I was rear-ended in a car accident and had chronic pain for 15 years. I also suggest the book, and this is on my website, EFTHouston.com, Mind Body Prescription Healing the Pain by Dr. John Sarno. I started reading that book, and I read 30 pages a day for a few weeks, and I never again used my special neck pillow or took a pill or wore a turtleneck or used the heating pad, and it's been 7.5 years. Great book.